der Rashba ist in Duschen der Chof Gimel und Aleph, in der Sukkie der. Labdin ist der Pine.
Amine die Hoche, a filo balkon honame, umatonis momi shane, die Lafskus gomoru, vadarape, chiv mitzadatsme, die xivi seni matonis yichje, el mio mitzachen afschi shalodo machmadoson, kolischus, vafal pische hu mitzadatsmo, chiv ozochle, schreibe von mitzadatsme, an ideal level. It's a chayv. Same at an esir. But people like the chayv. I like many other things that are a chayv. But people like it. They enjoy it. So mele we say, so we say zochi. But where what I'm finding out, he says, I don't want some mele. It's determined retroactively as not his chus. Mashinkim bashtashicho. That's Mitzadatzmi Yisrus. Avo Getshircho Dishchus Gomorhu Dimatiri Baschirin Umachnisei Lichlal Mitzvus Yisroel Zochle Mikol Mokim Vafilo Imid Vitzaveach Is Botlo Daite Yitzel Kolodo.
Even though Rashi said before that as far as Zochle Mishlof Afana was like in his hand side
Yeah.
That Nichole So
Yeah, that's Ikash. That's Ikash.
Others don't do
that. Yeah, no, 1 second. That's Ikash.
A Metziah Lachair would be a Schus Gomer because Metziah is not a Matana. It's no Gedra Sedimatana.
Well, it's another Shaila. Why do we say Sedimatana Sichi? Why do we say Sedimatana Sichi? According to the Magad Mishneh, it's based, in other words, so there are two Pshati in Sedimatana. One Pshati is because one shouldn't be nene from other people. So Mitzia not nene. But the Magid Mishneh, the end of Sri Matane says, why is Sri Matane Sikhye? Because it's inconsistent with Yigia Kapecho Kisechil Ashrecho V'tevlach. In other words, it's a chayv. Because the ideal thing is to work hard for anything that you gain. Not for windfall. In other words, to make on the stock market a lot of money is a chayv. But that's Ikashi. Now, where's the Rashi? Rashi says, "Oh, the non-sada yedaf tes on the base."
Where is that Magid Mishneh?
At the end of the Rambam Milchas Chiyum Atam. That's the shaila whether by Mitzie is we say Seinim Atam is Yichye, Seinim Mitzie is Yichye or not. What?
That's what the Magid Mishneh is talking about there?
No, he doesn't talk, but he explains Seinim Atam is Yichye on the basis of Yigia Kapecho Kiseichel Lashrecha Vuteva. So I'll tell you, that doesn't mean that according to the Magid Mishneh, if you see, let's say you go on the road and you see $1,000 bill, I mean that you shouldn't pick it up. It means that the person should not try to make a living, you know, on the basis of mitzvahs, like stock market, you know, there are certain people who look at the stock market and they spend all the time. It's nothing. But if just the hakoy baume, you know, it's like windfall, why not? That's it. What is it? All right. So maybe it's not a good example, maybe because I'm ignorant, so I don't know. That's a kashi. That's a kashi. From this Rashi. That's a kashi. Because there is a machlekes rishonim whether Sri is mitam shlichas or Sri is not mitam shlichas. Machlekes rishonim. Some rishonim say that Sri is mitam shlichas. And some rishonim say Sri is not mitam shlichas. Now, the Rashbo shite that by Shtashicho, so there is aloha of Zochin, even Balkoche of David, must be based upon the premise that Sri is love mitam shliches. Because if Sri is mitam shliches, so the one cannot become a Shliya Balkoche of the Mishalach. So Memele, in order to explain this Rashi that it accords with the Shite of the Rashbo, we have to say that Rashi Shite is the Tzri is Labantam Shtiras. And the arise from Rashi Simbom Mitzri, that Rashi Shite is the Tzri is Labantam Shtiras. So Mele, even Balkoch, but if we are to assume a stage for Shite, all over, the Tzri is Mitam Shtiras, and that's why Teisva says that Zochani Kotten is only Midrabonon, because Midraise, there couldn't be Zochani Kotten because they're in Shlichas Likotten. But the Rishenim who hold, and it's Tugyosois and the Morim Bomitsiyah and Zeneshich, the Rishenim who hold like the Ran, I mean the Ran and the Rashbo, they hold it. The Zochni Kotten is Midraise, they must hold the Tzri is Labentam Shlichas, because Tzri is learned out from a separate posik, it's not Mitam Shlichas. It's not Mitam Shlichas. Some Mele, he can say even Balkoch. So Mele, this Rashi, which seems to accord with the Shita of the Rashbo, presupposes the premise the Tzri is Labentam Shtiras. Mashenk in the Rashi, Daftesa Mitbeis, he says, V'afal Pisho Leosho Eved Shliach, Mishin Pesavre Schusho Leved, She Yeitzim Tachas Rabbe Lechiru Zoch Nolim Shal Yifonov, Danan Sadu Michalei Dineve Haishluch Elohochi. So that means, that tends to indicate that Rashi Shite is Tzri in Tam Shtiras.
Where's the Mashpeh Tzri?
No, in order to explain this Rashi, like the Rashbo, we have to say that Sri is love mitam shliches. Because if Sri is mitam shliches, because then it's based upon the fact on Ansade that the Eved wants him to be his shliach. He wants him to be his shliach. But if the Eved says no, how can he be his shliach bal koche? So there is a stir in Achnan. All right.
That's what
it
says still, but for that it's
wow.
Well, no, we can't say
that. No. There is a way to explain, but all right, we'll finish it now. It's already time for me. But that is there. That has to be discussed. There are certain conflicting rashes. There are conflicting rashes in Bumitzi itself. One rashi, it appears that Tzri is mitam shliches. And another rashi, it appears that Tzri is lav mitam shliches.
It's a separate
halacha. We learn it out. Vinosi. Nosi, I mean. So we learn the Gemara in Gushin. But the Sri in Tam Shlichas.
The
third place office. Yeah.
But what's the
halacha? What's the halacha? It's just a kosu. It's just a kosu. Yeah, that daf memveis. The Omar Rove Bach Rafune, Omar Rav Gidlo Marav, daf memveis, Omudal of Induction. Minayin Shezoch Lonsh of Fonish, no seachot, no seachot. So then the Gemara says, the Tisbres, Husi, Ochiv, and Ame, Ike, Dik, Ravi, Rabike. So the question is, Elo, the Gemara says, Velo kidroma gid doma rove baravuna marav gid lo marav nein li sing shit boim lachleik minich savin she best man bin ma petrope sloche de lisre sloche van mai el loch mas tamim no sech no sech matikom. So the pshat, the question is, what's the pshat in the maskona di mai, whether in maskona di mai it's a separate din or it's based upon shlichas. So the Ram in Gdushin discusses it. Anyway, there is a machleir shein, they are conflicting rashes. Some rashes indicate that Rashi Shite is Sri is Labentam Shtiras, and some rashes indicate, so that requires a separate discussion. that's a very good hour.
Where is the Ksos that brings down the Machlokas Rishonim about the
Rashi? Around Simen Reish, I'll show it to you. If you put the tip of the nose and the chair, sir, I'll be able to find it. And then, the last thing we discussed last year, the Gemara, Rashi Tesis Kash against Rashi. So, when the Gemara says, V'chazore Gufed Isi B'dushin, the Gemara gives the Terence, V'shlichas Bal Koch, the B'geirashin, B'geirashin Isi U'B'dushin Lesson. So Rashi explains, P'kirish B'kuntres, V'chaktonet, V'zushok B'tenoshin, V'shichu Ra'avodim, ששליח זה נעשה שליח חסלי בעל כוחו. למרוץ הבעל חזיה, מה שאין כן, בקדוש, ואף אגב בחזיה, דלב דום ידענו. So in other words, according to Rashi, Rashi doesn't spell it out that way explicitly, but that's the way Tesis understood Rashi. That according to Rashi, the more he's saying that when the price talks of Bishleisha Dvorim or Ba'avod Dvorim, according to Rav Meir, he showed the notion of Ba'avodim, and one of the Ba'avod Dvorim that is coming to the notion of Ba'avodim is the case, or Emir Ten Get Zeli Ishtish Tashicho Zel Avdi. So just as by get, if the Baal wants to be Chazer, he can be Chazer. So by Shtashichur, if the Odin wants to be Chazer, he can be Chazer. So it is reference to the case where the Odin is Chazer, and the Eved also says he doesn't want the Shichur. So Tesis says the Kashi, so how can the Rabbonim be Chilik and Rav Meir? It's only Rav Meir because he holds the Shichur is a chayvah, but according to Rabbon, the shichur is his chus, so then the odin cannot be chayzer. But if the bride says reference to the case, or the odin wants to be chayzer, and David also says, I don't want to be yisle chayrus, so even the Rabbonon should say that the odin can be chayzer, because by all zochen shalom be fun of, if the one for whom it is, presumably his chus says, in reize, so then it's bottle mafreya. That's what the Gemara Basra says, Yeshneichlin. If Ruvein wants to give a matone to Levi, and the Levi is not around, so he tells the Shimon, you bezeicha in this matone, in this chayfetz for Levi. There, so he's zeicha, it's his chus. But then when Levi hears about it, he says, I don't want the matone, so then the matone becomes bottle mafreya, so there is no zochim bal koch. That's Tesis Kash against Rashi. Pir bekuntre vorhaton, bezu shabik nosh mishicha avadim, sheshliya zen as shliya chesli bal koch, vimroz habal chizya, ma sheim ki mikdushin dafal gav te chizya, lav di midanu, vimire, vimire, vishlichos bal koch haye. Rabbonon amin beinu lechizya bebed, vim zochim li bal koch, Tesis understands that Rashi is saying that the Braise Chedir Meir Bar Bo has reference to the case where the Odin said to the Shliach, Ten Shtar Shichu Zel Avdi, and then he wants to be Chizir, and the Eved says he doesn't want to be Yisachios. So in that case, even the Rabbonin would say that the Odin can be Chizir. There is no Zochim Bar Kor. And so I said, then apparently Rashi Shita is like the Rashi Pindush. The Rashi Pindush said, in regard to Shtar Shichu, so then there is Aloch of Zochim, even Bal Kolche of them. In other words, if the Odin says to the Shliach, you be Zeichim this Shtar Shichu for my Eved. David is not around. Then, so he's Zeichim. Then, when David, the next day, David hears about it, he says, I don't want it. I would like to be an Eved. So then, according to the Rashba, he's still Yetzer Echeus. even though the Matone, the Gemara says in Basra, im homar aloi efshibo, so loi kone, so he says Matone is not a real source. On an ideal level, Matone is not a real source because semi Matone is here. It's not the nicest thing in the world to accept Matonis. But nafshi shaloda machmedos, there is a temptation. People like it. So mele, because people are not an high madrege, so mele is considered a source. But if when the recipient of the matone, when he hears about the matone, he says yefshibo, in other words, he chose that he is on a high level. So then it's become retroactively determined that it's not his host. Mashinkin shichol on an ideal level is his host. Not because the average Evet wants to be released, but on an ideal level, he becomes Ibn Khirin, and then he becomes Mechuyev B'mitzvahs, like Yisrael Gomel. So Mimele, even if the Evet, when he hears of the Shriya for him, says, I don't want, so he's also Yisrael Chavis. That's what Rashba says. Let's see the Rosh Hashanah. But it's in the Chiddush HaRashba here, and that's Sugyeh. So it's mashem for Rabalfes that Balkor Chayif, even though he passed like Rabbonon Shichu is Schus, but if the Eved, upon hearing of the Shriya of Shichu, says, I don't want it, so then it's retroactively determined that he was not Yisrael Chayos. In other words, the Yishnechli in the Gemara of Basra says that Ligabe Matone, that if Ruvain tells Shimon, be Zeichen Matone for Levi, and then when Levi hears, he says, I don't want it, Loi Zochab. So here too. But then the Rashba is Chelik. Vichim Roisi Das Ramban, like the Reef. Dishtal de achirim mishim tzochen li odom shaloi bifono. Hane mile mishe nischatze kishe shoma. Avu mishodei achlei ki damun afir gishnech. O vishtar, so the Ramban says, o vishtar is kimu das rabesin atzofatim, that's take balateisves, sheini bal korche ashi nishma veyim aritzam. That's the same sheet in Tezus here. Avu mishodei achlei. Bikashali, the Bishmaitse, now I don't want to go over the Gemore. He dafyut Gimel in Gitten, and he mentions, right, that Rashba is very difficult. I mean, he says from the Gemore dafyut Gimel, it's mashma, not like the Ramban, the Balatesis in the Rif. It's mashma that by Shichu, so Bishtar Bal Korchei, even if the Evet, when he hears about it, says, I don't want it. So, we're not going over that Gemara. When we reach the Gemara of Afiyut Gimel, then we'll explain the Rashba. Because we'll have to spend a lot of time in that Gemara. So he says, Mashma, the Alme, Mashma, the Yochel Pesach Matrumo Bal Korcho Bishtar Al Achir. The Eloi, Avzeh Shepor Achicho Matrumo, the boy Tzavach, the Omar, the Lenichal Yeliske, Haibishtar Shechol. The love, so he mentions a Raya from the Mord of Gimel. It's not important for our Indian to see what do, whether the Raya is a Raya or not a Raya. The Rashba is difficult. But, so he says, the love the Mistapine. Then he says, Hava Amine, Amine, the Hoche Afil Baokoche Name. But the Gimel in Bobasre, Umatonis Momen Shane. The last who's gone with the other of Adrabe, Chayb is Adatsme. On an ideal level, it's a Chayb to get a Matoni. Yigia Kapecho Kisrech, Lashrech Avitev Loch. So, on an ideal level, the best thing is when a person makes a living by working hard. But if he gets Matoni, so it's not the best thing in the world. But, Elo Mio Mitzachin Afshish Loda Machmedosom. Koral is hush, the afal pisha whom is at Atsmo Hebo, Zochale shall be from Abel Geshiko, this hush gomo, and an ideal level is this hushiko. The Matiri Basrebin, Machmisi Reformitis, Israel, Mikomokin, Zochale Mikomokin, Vafila Emi Vitsaveach, but Lodaite Itzel Kolo. So he says, that by Shicho, which is Schuz Gomu, so even if the Eved, when he hears about it, says, Eini Reitze, so he's still Yisrael Chayos. He's still Yisrael Chayos. So we said, that's the Pshat in Rashi. Rashi, Inachnam, we can say a stasis understood the Rashi, even though Rashi doesn't spell it out that way, but that's the way Tasis understood the Rashi. That according to Rashi, the Gemara Steretz is that the Braise that mentions according to Ramea, there are four in Yoni which get Isho and Shashichu are the same. So in one of the four cases is when the Odin or the Baal says 10 Shashichu Zele Abdi or 10 get Zele Ishti. And then he wants to be chayzer, so in both he can be chayzer. It is reference to the case where the Baal, the Odin, wants to be chayzer, and the Ishe and the Eved also say they don't want. Some mele, we couldn't say by Kedushin the same thing. By Kedushin it wouldn't be the same thing. So this is kashi is, but in that case, why are the rabbonim chilik and rabbeya? Bal kochi, there is no zochi. The answer is, Rashi agrees with the sheet of the Rashba. But then the question arose, there is another Rashi from which it appears that Rashi is chilik and Rashi. That's the Rashi daftes on the base. The test on the base, and the very top, Vizochen le Odom before the two dots in the Rashi. Vizochen le Odom. Shall we be fond of Danan Sadi Nichale? The never Hashluch Loch. So Rashi explaining the Rabbonon as to why he says that it's his chus, because Anan Sadi the David likes it. But if Rashi Shit is like the Rashbo, the Baishus Gomor, we say Zochen. Even if David, when he hears about it, says no. So why does Rashi emphasize, according to the Rabbanon, because Anan Sade, the David likes it. He likes it or he doesn't like it. Even if he says he doesn't like it. So he still Zochin according to the Rashi. So it's right from this Rashi, it appears that Rashi is Chilik and Rashi. But here it appears that Rashi agrees with the Rashi. Now there's another Kashi. Against the Rashba himself. The Rashba says that Bashtar Shichu also he is, according to the Rabbonon, there is a locha of Zochin, even if the Eved, when he hears about it, says, I don't want it. It's not like Matan. But the question is, if so we have to understand Rav Meir. Rav Meir says that Shichu is a chiv. So the Rabbonon, why you say it's a chayv? So in regard to an Eved Kehen, so Rav Meir says, Shichu is a chayv because he suffers a certain detriment. because as long as he's not Yitzlachirus, he's able to go to every Beis Agere, and it's wrong. The moment King Castle of Ikea, the moment the master, the Kael, is Mizaki him, Ishtar Shecho, he cannot go to any Geren and it's Rumo because he's not King and Castle anymore. So there is an element of detriment in Shecho by Eved Kael. So that's in regard to Eved Kael. How about Eved Yisrael? But Remeya holds that even by Eved Yisrael is a chayv. By Eved Yisrael there is no element of loss, of detriment by Eved Yisrael, because he couldn't eat Ruma anyway. So the Gemara says, because Remeya holds Avde Befkera Nichali. So the Gemara says, Avde Befkera Nichali Zilele Shrichali Pritzal. In other words, it's a chayv for him, because he doesn't like the fact that he's Mutar Baschirin. He's Mutar Baschirin, but he's also Bishifro, and he prefers to be married to Yishifro rather than to be married to Baschirin. But, so if we say not like the Rashbo, you understand the Svore of Rameya. Because after Befkeren Yichalei, so he doesn't want. But if we accept the Svar of the Rashbo, that the criterion whereby we determine as to whether something is Zchus Zechayiv is an ideal criterion, it's an objective criterion. It's not whether this person likes it or that person likes it. With an ideal level, objectively, it's good or bad. So Avdi Befkir and Michalei, is that the ideal thing? Unfortunately, he's a Mufkir. He likes Efkiras, but on an ideal level, that's not the right thing. So it's a Raya Mifureshes Neged Rashi. The answer is, so how can you explain the Rashi Shita? The answer is, the Rashi doesn't say that the sole criterion whether something is good or bad for a person is the ideal criterion. Of course, I mean, to be nichnas tachas kamfei ashrin or to be mechuyev b'mitzves is the biggest schus in the world. If he's all lichach, but if he's not adapted, if he's not on that level, so it's the biggest chayv. You take a person who is addicted to FKRS, and you tell him, it's good for you. Of course it's good for you, but he's not on that level. So in other words, so mele, it's not his chus objectively. The subjective phenomenon is an integral part of the objective data. I mean, we have to decide whether it is, not whether it is this chus for Abikvega, but whether it is chus for this event. So you're going to apply standards for Abikvega? I mean, it's inconceivable. And that's what Remeya says. Of course, if every event had been an Heimat Rege, so then of course it would be the biggest chus. But unfortunately, they are not in the highest Madrege. Stam avodi Markov Yustes and so on. It's avde befkira nichalei zilalei shrichalei pritzalei. So what kind of ischus is that? It's ischus to, of course, to be involved in Torah learning. Yom v'layil is a big ischus. But if somebody is an addict and you tell him, oh, it's the biggest thing in the world that you should be involved in learning. I mean, it's like talking to the wall, and more than talking to the wall. So the Rashbo is also agrees with that. So Mele, the Rashbo doesn't say that according to the Rabbono, if, let's say, an Odin wants to be Mishachreya, and the Odin wants to be Mishachreya, he's a vet, and he wants to be Mizaket to a third party, Tishtar Shecho, and then the Eved makes a declaration before the Odin is Mizaki. He makes a declaration in the presence of many people I hereby declare I may say midori, I don't want to be Yitzhak Hel. And then, notwithstanding the declaration made by the Evet, he doesn't want to be Yitzhak Hel, the Odin goes ahead and he's Mizaki the Shtashicho through a third party. The Rashba wouldn't say that the Evet is Yitzhak Hel. There, it's not his Chuzgomo for him. It's his Chuzgomo for another kind of an Evet, but not for him. The Rashba says in the case where at the time of this Sriya, David didn't know anything about it. He was not around. And then some male the Odin was Mizaki the Shtashicho to the Evet. And then, let's say, a day later, 10 days later, it doesn't make any difference. David found out, oh, I don't want some male. Since according to the Rabbanon, the average Evet is on the level of understanding the objective schus of being nichnas tahaskan fi ashkino, bimuta bibaschirin, bimechuyev in all mitzvahs, and be a bencher. The average Evet is on that level. Rav Meir says, avdebefker in nichalei. The average Evet is not on that level. But the Rabbanon, achili can avdebefker in nichalei. And they hold that the Evet, in spite of his chesreines, his shortcomings, so he does want to be Yitzhak Hills. Of course, he considers certain disadvantages, the Evet. He's not the tzaddik, the Evet. So mainly he considers Hills to involve certain disadvantages. But on the whole, the average Evet holds that it's better to be a ben chayrin and be restricted in his behavior than to be in bondage. On the whole, so mele, since according to the Rabbanon, the umden is that the average Evet wants to be a yitzil chayrus, it's an unsadded nichale. So mele, it is a schus gomo for this Evet too. For this Evet too, Mashe, so mainly if it's a screws gomor at the time of the Sriya, so we do not say that the subsequent declaration I don't want revokes retroactively the Sriya. Mashe, if the Evet managed to make a declaration he doesn't want to be Yisrael Chiyos before the Maise Sriya, then it's not a screws gomor. Then it's not schumo. So what Rashi says here, Rashi doesn't mean that the Mishneh, the Braise of Chidiver Rav Meir Bar Bo has referenced the case where the Odin says ten shtashichos el avdi after the Evet that already made a declaration. No, of course, then it's not his schus. So it's a chay for this Evet, even according to Rabbanon. But at the time when the Odin said ten shtashichos el avdi, David wasn't around, and no one knew how David feels about it. So since according to Rabbanon, it's tam Evet is nichali v'cheiros, in spite of the fact that he's nichali v'efkere, but overall he wants to be yitzel cheiros and be a free person, in spite of the fact that freedom entails certain disadvantages, so mele it is considered this chus at the time of the Sriya, and even if later on, subsequently, when he hears about it, he says, I don't want, he cannot revoke the Sriya retroactively. Unlike Matone, because Matone not only can he disaffirm the gift at the time of the Sriya, he can disaffirm it retroactively after the Maizah Sriya. So there, because it's not his chus gomo, Mashenkin is chus gomo, so he cannot disaffirm the chus after the Maizah Sriya. But if he makes a declaration before the Maizah Sriya, then of course it's not his chus.
Rashi uses the term the Bal Korcho. We want to say that Rashi holds like the Rashi.
No, Bal Korcho, it means
later on.
Later on.
Doesn't mean now.
Then the Kashi is from Rav Meir. It means later on. But Matoni, even later on, Bal Korcho, he can disaffirm it retroactively.
Well, that's why Rashi says the Nichalei, the Nansan, Nichalei, the Nehevi,
Lihoche. Yeah.
Because we need his approval.
Yeah. All right.
But if he's there, B'shas Meister, then for sure.
But then it's not his schus. What schus gamor? Is it schus gamor for someone who has a different disposition? But for this Evet, he has a different disposition. It's not his schus. On an ideal level, it's not his schus. He's not adapted for it. He's not on that level. All right. Now, so this is where we left off. Kol gechi yesh alav eit kusi.
What does Taisa mean though? The terrors.
So it's a chidesh, you know.
What's the hamin?
He says, in other words, the odin or the devet can appoint the shliach liloch, not the shliach likabole. Shliach kabole has to be appointed by the by the ish and by the evet. But the shliach liloch, he can appoint in balkoch. So mele I could argue the yochel arzia. Kidn di bol yad ashliach kilu bol yod adami. In other words, I would say, since a bar has the potential to be nigaris ishti balkoch, whether she likes it or not, the Odin has the potential to be Mishacher Bebe Bal Koch, whether he likes it or not. So mainly he has the Keach to appoint a Shliach Likabole for David.
Because he could do it by himself.
So it's not like that, but we could argue. So that's why it's Kamash.
If you learn that Chazor means Chazor from the Das, so it could be that what Tosfos means is that once he knows that it could be done by Chayu too, so the Das is a lot stronger. So maybe we can't be Chayu.
Whose Das is a long stone?
There's typically what does Chazor mean from Rishlikos? Chazor from Rishlikos means Rishu explained. It means he's Chayu from his Das.
Well, also Dibur and Battle Dibur.
Right. So yeah. That's it. So maybe what Tosfos means is that being that he already instilled such a das in a case where it could be done by Korchayu, so the das then is much stronger.
All right, yeah, it's not that I would have a Havamine, since he can do it by Korcho, so mele he can appoint a Shliach Likabole for that. That's not Mistaba. But since Chazore is based upon the Aloha for Sidibo and Vatal Dibo, so I could argue that when do we say Yosidibon Vatal Dibu, if he couldn't do it Balkoho, but if something that he could do Balkoho, so then there is no Aloha Yosidibon Vatal Dibu, so come on. All right. Now, after the Mishnah, Kol Getchi Eishal of Eit Kusi, Posu, Chutz Negitin Noshim, Vishichuve Avoy. Maise sheviu lifnei Rabbi Gamliel lekfar shenoye getisho vohoyo ido feidikusin vehersh. So, get me ishtar here, not getisho, because get can have reference to any ishtar. So, any ishtar, it's ishtar matone, ishtar mechire, ishtar alvoye, any ishtar, other than getisho, and even ishtar gdush, any shtar other than Getisho and Shechur Avodim. So if one aid is a kusi means the those who are Nizgaya, the Samaritans, the Shemreini, whom Samchirev brought over to Eretz Yisrael, and then because of the Aroyes, the lions, so they are Nizgaya. There's a machlik is tanoim whether Kusinger MSA or Kusinger Arois. If we say, and then the Pasuk says, as Elikim Oyoreim Veseleim Oyoreim. So there's a machlik is tanoim. In other words, they were not Eisim Aisam. They were Oyv Dabrizo, at least at the very beginning. So the machlik is tanoim whether the Geos was a Geos or the Geos was not a Geos. So the Mandoma, the Tanoim, who say Kusin Gira Roi, said they were not there, because And the Tanoim who say Kusin Gerem say, so in spite of the fact that they, at the very outset, they are not Isim Aisamcho, but the Geos was a Geos. So they are Jews, but they are any Isim Aisamcho. The Jews, and it's not only that Lemaise they didn't observe, they didn't accept the Torah Shabbal Peh, and they had no emun in Tris HaMeisim, in Elam Abo, in many Kriadas. So from this Mishnah, it's Mashma, the way the Gemara explains the Mishnah, that according to Mandoma, Kusim Gire Emesein, so Midrai say Kusis Kosheretz. Yes, the Kashi. And the Rambam says that today this din is not relevant anymore, because the Gemara says in Chum that Bimei Ravame and Ravase, so the Chachomim or Gezer, and the Kusim, that they should have a din of Goy. Some male is not relevant anymore, because today they have a status of Goy. A Goy is proselytes. So the Rambam says, but it is relevant. Because the tzdukim bisman hazeh have the same status as the kusim had, according to the Tanoim who said kusim gerem saints are also Jews, but still they were kofrim b'teor shebal peh in tris hameisim b'lamabo. Some mele the tzdukim bisman hazeh have the same din as the kusim in the times of the Tanoim. So it's still relevant. So the Mishnah says, Kol Geshi Shalavit Kusi Posu Chus Migdin Noshim Vishachur Avodim. Now the question is, the Rambam says in Chesedes, a Roshi is Posulatus. What is a Roshi? Either a Roshi the Chomas, a Ganef, a Gazlem, or a Beribis, or a Roshe in an Avere of Malkus, of Chorus, or Mrs. Bezdi, somebody is Echel Treifes, there is Malkus, Spostolatus, somebody is Michal Shabbos, there is Misel, Michal Yontef, there is Malkus, Spostolatus, Echel Pasol Becholov, Spostolatus. Other Rishoyim, other Avayonim are not Spostolatus. So the Rambam says in Perkid Aleph, no Chesedes, at the end, Hamosrim v'apikorsim lo yitzricho chachomim l'dneichsom b'chlal psuleides shelo imonu elorishi Yisrael avol eilu hamosrim v'apikorsim heim pchus min ha'aku zak so an apikiras is psuleides mitzad rosh. So the question, yeah, in the Rambam in Rishuvah says that if somebody is keifa b'tirash b'chapeh like tzodik b'aisus, even if he's not keifa b'tirash b'chsav, he has the same din of apikeras as somebody who is keifa b'tirash b'chsav. And the Rambam says that the tzodik b'aisus here, especially in Ches Mamrim, have the din of apikeras. So mele how are tzdukim b'aisus in kosher leis? And the question is, how are kusim kosheleides? They also came from the Tershom. The answer is, so the Bes Yosef in Hilchei Shabbos, I mean, they say that, and in Hilchei Shechita in Yerodeye, because, and they even mention a Perush HaMishneh of the Rambam, our text is different. So it's another text. But anyway, according to our text or the text that the Bes Yosef cites, there's the Shittas Rambam, that which kind of a kefer of its duki is postulated only the like Tzodik Baisus was raised b'derech haTorah, and then is kofar b'teiro like Tzodik Baisus. So he has a din of Napikiras, his postulates, Marin Lemail, and has a din of Runda. Mashinkin, those who are raised, the children, they are like Tinik Shelishbo, and they don't have a din of Mumer. Um Chiyovim Lachyei, some the Rambam says in Hilches, in Hilchos Mamrim, and the Akosh Aleilus also Midrais.
The Kusam from the start weren't good.
Okay, fine, yeah, so.
Saying from the start they weren't good, so why then did they not have
it? We are not discussing, well, they're not good, but they are also Tinik Shenishbo, because they never.
The too, from the
of course, I mean, Tinik Shenishbo only when a Jew is Tinik Shenishbo, when a Goy is Tinik Shenishbo.
No,
Goy is
they,
certainly a Tinik Shenishbo.
When they came in together,
they came, but they never were raised, you know, Bidachato. Rambam says in Pergimu Milchas Mamrim Halacha Aleph, Mishen Meide B'Tira Shebal Pei Nizok Mamra Omer B'Tira La'arei Zeh B'chal Apikos Mi'acha Shenisparsim Shukifa B'Tira Shebal Pei Merid Nisol Malim V'Ariyu Kishor Kol Apikosim V'Oimrim In Tira Mashamayim V'Amos V'Amum Shekol Eilu Einam B'chal Yisrael. Then Halacha Gimel says, במדבר אמורים בי שקופה בתירו שבעל פה במחשבתי ודבורם שנראו לי והולך החדייתי הקלו והחסרירו סליבי וכיפה בתירו שבעל פה תחילו כי צודיק הוא בי סוז וכן כל התאים אחו אבל בני התאים האלה ובני בניהם שבדיחו איסם אבי איסם ונעודו בין הקרויים וגידלו איסם על דייתם הרי הוא כתיניק שמיש בביניהם וגדלו ונעוך יסלח איס בדרכי המצווס שהרי הוא כאונוס ואף על פי ששומע חכן שהוא יהודי ורואה היהודים וידוסם הרי הוא כאונוס אמין דצדת ארץ ומתווס שם רנים תו דיו המקבו מצווס and they mingled with Jews but he still was raised not בדרך הטרו ואף על פי ששומע חכן שהוא יהודי ורואה היהודים וידוסם הרי הוא כאונוס שהרי גדלו על תאוסם כאילו שאומרנו או אירזים דרך הוויסם הקרויים שתו לפי חוכו להחזירם בתשובו ולמושכם בדברי שולם עד שיעזור לסתם אין לבס יוסף נלכה שחית נלכה שבס לגבי ביטל רישוס so ישראל מומר כן עד בנבט רישוס we need Sriya smoking like Famigoi because in Numa Ruchata Kule has the Psulam and Abu, but the Karoyim, the Zduki, it's Zduki by Susi, so he can be Mivatal Rishus. We don't have to resort to Sriya smoking. So the Besiyosef mentions the name of the Ramba, so the Kubai Sus couldn't be Mivatal Rishus, but the Zduki and by Susi were raised that way, some male they are like an Onus. So Mimele, you don't have enough Numa. So that's the Pshat, that's the reason as to why the Rambam says that Tzdukim Bizman Hazeh. So, are like Kusim, Kedem de Chachomim or Gezer on them, Li is Gap, and Midraise de Koshaleides. Also apostles. It's also Ipsul of Roshi. But it's Ipsul of Roshi with the Rabbonon because he's Loibi Mikho, Loibi Mishne, Loibi Deachas. So Menele, here the Mishne says, Kol Geche Yeishalof. Kol Geche Yeishalof. It kusi posu chutz mikitin Roshi, Vishichu Reavod, Shichu Reavod. So in other words, any shtah, that has even one eight ikusi, two kusim gerem is a midraisa koshaleides, but tam kusi was namores, was loibi mikhol, loibi mishna, loibi acharis. So mele was posleides in the rabbon. So if one eight is namores, it's also post. It's also post. But except the dinoshim shechav odim, so then if both eidim are kusim, then it's possible with Rabbanon. But if one is a Yisrael Gomor, and the other one is a kusi, so then it's kosher. Why is it kosher? So the Gemara explains that because there is a special takone in regard to getinoshin shechavodim, in oedim cheis min olzeh b'fnizeh. In other stories, there is no such requirement. So, in other stories, we pasken, like Rabbi Yeshua ben Koch, it's a machlekes in Basra and in Sanhedrin between Rabbi Yeshua ben Koch and Rabbonon as to whether Eides Miyachedes, as to whether Eides Miyachedes is kosher by the nomenes or it's not kosher by the nomenes. What does Eides Miyachedes mean? So in Ishtar, Eides Miyachedes means if one aid will sign the shtar, not in the presence of the other aid. That's called in Shtores Eides Miyachedes. So what is Eides Srufo in Shtores? If the two aidim sign the shtar, ze b'fnei ze, at the same time. But if, let's say, one aid will sign the shtar, while the aid is not present, then 2 hours later, the other aid comes and he signs it. That's called Eides Miyachedes. So according to the Rabbanon of Rishu ben Koroche, it's possible in Shtorah. But we pass on to Rishu ben Koroche that Eides Miyachedes in the Nomenes is kosher. Eides Miyachedes in the Nomenes is kosher. So mele, there is no aloha that the Eidim should be facing ze b'fni ze. But the Honis Rachomi, by Getishon Shechul Avodim, that they are not allowed to sign a get only if all the Eidim whom the Baal or the Odin told to sign are present. So if the Baal instructed 100 people to sign the get, then not one of the 100 or even the 99 can sign the get if the 100th is not present. Because if the Baal instructed, the Odin instructed 100 people, Kulchem Chsumu, so is Makpit, that the get should not be get unless all the 100 sign it. So Mele, if it would be Muter for 99 to sign without 100, so maybe, or not 99, let's say for 2 to sign without the third one, he instructed 3 people to sign the get. So if to be mutar for the 2 to sign, then the Baal will see that the get has already 2 signatures. He knows 2 signatures is enough. And even though he told before the 3 to sign, but he'll see 2 sign, the 3rd didn't, he'll give it anyway. And since the Baal at the time of the Tzivu said Kulchem Chasumu, so he was matpit, so mele the Isha will not be megareshes, and then she'll get married and the children will be mamzeri. So because of that, the Chachomim were misaki that Eino Eidim Chesim Biget Al Zeh B'fnei Zeh, and the same takone applies to Shtar Shicho. So mele, but it doesn't apply to Shtar Dush, it doesn't apply to Shtar Matone, to Shtar Mechira, to Shtar Alvoy. So mele, by other stories, even Shtar Dushin, there is a possibility that one aid signed in the absence of the other aid. Masha'in Kim by Gitinoshi Shechavodim, there is no such possibility. Because it's a misagomo for one aid to sign in the absence of the other aid. So mele, if we see a get on which there are two signatories, let's say, and one signatory is a Jew, Israel Gomo, the other signatory has a kusine, a typically Kusine, but he's Sanbelat, he was a Shemrei. So Mele, so then we know, since the Yisrael Gomo who signed it, and there is Aloche that he couldn't have signed it in the absence of the other aid, so that means that when he signed it, So he knew that Sanballat is the other eight. So how would he sign it if Sanballat is an Amorite? How would he sign his post-latest? So obviously, the Yisrael Gomor co-witness, he knew that Sanballat is a Kusachova. What is a Kusachova? Kusachova doesn't mean Ibal Tshuva. And he's a Maim in Shema Mitzvah. Then he's not a Kusi. It means he's a Kusi, but he's still a Chova. He's a Baldacharz. He's a Baldacharz. So Mele doesn't have the Psul of Amoretz. The Psul of Amoretz is only applies to someone who is in a Loibi Mikro, Loibi Mishno, Loibi Achar. Suppose he's a big gentleman. He's a big gentleman. He has the Acharz. Ibalnimus and the Acharz. So Mele Mitzad, the fact that he's not in my interest of all pairs, so is it in a Chenishbo. Mitzad Amoretz, he's a Balda Acharz, so he's not an Amoretz. So Mele, Kol Getche Yesh Ovid Kusi Post. Why? Because Stam Kusi is an Amoretz.
Mikrodish is also a requirement or not?
In other words, it's in the requirement. It's a requirement for every person, but I mean, in other words, in order to have the Chaleshem Amoretz, he has to be devoid of Mikro, of Mishne, and of the Acharetz. But suppose he's devoid of the Acharetz, he's not devoid of Mikro and Mishne, he's not possible. And if he's devoid of Mikro and Mishne, he's not devoid of the Acharetz, so then he's not possible. But if he's devoid of everything, so then he's possible. So Kol Getch Yishol of it, Kusi, possible. Why? Because Tam Kusi is an Amoret, so he's possible. So then it's a chochet mure. The dead kusi, it's a muted mute, but of a kusi chover. Most of them are not kusim chover, a kusim amoretz. But there is such a thing as a kusi chover. So if the Yisrael Gomor signed it and he knew who's called co-signatory is, so then it's a raya brure. That the co-witness is a kusi chover, so it's kosher. But by other stories, there is no such a chover. Maise sheyivu lifnei Rav Gamliel lekfaras noye getisho v'hoyo edof edi kusin v'hirsha. So, in other words, Rav Gamliel holds that even if both edim are kusin, it's still kosher. The Gemara will explain that. Rashi, eight kusi posul, dichshide aedi sheker. Now the question is, why does Rashi say dichshide aedi sheker? It's not moretz. The answer is, and that's Rashi shite in Sanhedrin, constantly, several times he emphasized it. The psul of Roshe, especially the Roshe who is posul only with the Rabbonon, is based upon choshut. Based on choshut. So Mimele, he says, if he's an Amhoretz, so he's in a loibi mikro, loibi mishin, a loibi de acharetz, so Mimele is posel mid rabbonon because he's considered as a choshut. Chutz mi b'zinoshin for the Gvorel Kasuna. No, it's not my custom, you know, to explain that. But many times you find in Rashi that Rashi mentions a certain word in the Mishnah, in the Gemara, doesn't say anything on it. Here you also find it in Tvaros Noe, two dots. So the question is, why did he mention it? If he doesn't explain it, why did he mention it? You find it constantly, many times. Not on every daf, but we find. So the question is, I mean, why did he do it after all? I mean, Rashi just wanted to mention two words of the Mishnah. So what's the pshat? What is it? What do you mean, Gemara says Chasur?
No, Gemara, this piece of Gemara.
Yeah, but Rashi doesn't say anything.
Also,
so let Rashi say, let Rashi put in the Chasur Mechzer. He just mentioned the Kfaros Noye and doesn't say anything. So I think I can explain it. I can explain it by mentioning a certain story, an anecdote. You know, the old Melamdim, you know, in the shtetl, were accustomed when, you know, they when they explained, let's say, Pasuk in the Torah, so they translated. It was Ivris v'Yiddish. Was not Ivris v'Ivris, and not Ivris v'Anglis, of course, not Ivris v'Russian. It was Ivris v'Yiddish. So the traditional way of the Melamdim was when the when they taught Chumash as the Breishis for Nonei, Bo, Beshafn, Elekim, God, as a Shamayim, the Himmel, as all is there. So then, a certain boy came home. It was before Sukkot from Cheder. So the father asked him, what is the hanging around? The Kehalas of the ground. Oh, Kehalas, before Sukkot. So he asked him, can you repeat what you learned in Kehalas? So the boy repeated, Divrei Dereit Kehalas is made. So the Melamdim of old, a name has no translation, has no translation. Divrei Dereit Kehalas Gornit. They didn't tell the boy that Kehalas is made. It cannot be translated. He said, Kehalas Gornit. Divrei Kehalas, Divrei Dereit Kehalas Gornit, Ben Dazun Shleime Gornit. Havolim zweimal gar nicht. Oma gesagt, Kehalas gar nicht. Hakel alt ever gar nicht. So the father asked the boy, how did the Rebbe explain? Divrei Kehalas ben shleimei havel havolim oma kehalas hakel havel. So the boy said, gar nicht. Gornit reich, Gornit, der Sohn von Gornit, zweimal Gornit und Gornit und weiter Gornit. So that's an anecdote. In other words, so the traditional way by Rabbein to explain, you know, a name is not to explain. So the Rabbein, but the Rabbi had to say something. So yet he said, Gornit. Whether that was the right, whether the Rebbeim used the right didactic approach in saying Gornit, I suppose that from a point of view of psychology, it would have been more effective if the Rebbe, instead of saying Kehalas Gornit, he said Kehalas was the name. And that has no translation. But anyway, that was their practice. So that's why Rashi said, Likfarus Noe, he mentions, he doesn't say a thing. Why doesn't he say a thing? Because the Chachomim of old, the Rishenim, and even the later Gdelim, we find many svarim of daily Yisroel. So he says, Kidei Shalom, Lahashir Esan Yocholok, Marbushi Yontef. He was one of the daily Ador. About 150 years ago, Rebliffe Mira, Rabushi Yontef. So at the end of the Sefer, he says, Kidei Shalil Hashir San Yocholok, Echte Boze Mashir Marti Bibeo Kolamse Birbuy Amse Trechum Sheblachsen. In other words, there is a Gemore calling Psochim, Bobasre, calling Erem Kolamse Birbuyet. What it means is that the square root of 2 is 7/5. That's what it means. In other words, so it's also halacha. It's not just geometry because it's an approximation. So the question is, what kind, as the Chaznish explained it, what kind of approximation should we use in halacha? Because you can't have the exact. It's always an approximation. So today there is a tendency to the fourth decimal place, but fourth decimal place is not halacha l'mishum Sinai. So the halacha has to be kedeya, the approximation. So that's the halacha of klamse beribuy amse trechum shulasim. So there are certain kashes. So Rabbi Mira had a piece of Torah on that. All right. So he wanted to write that piece of Torah. Why did he say? כדי שלא להשאיר סניו חולוק. אכתיב בזה מה שאמרתי בביאור אדמורה, קולמסה בריבוי, that's the end of מלבושי יונטף. קולמסה בריבוי, עמסה צריכים לפרסים. You'll find in many ספורים. כדי, at the end of the sefer, כדי שלא להשאיר סניו חולוק. What is it? להשאיר סניו חולוק. The answer is, the daily in those days, so, were very, very poor. Very, very poor. And every sheet of paper had great value. So in other words, so he happened to finish the sefer of Malbushi Yontef at the beginning of the sheet. So only, let's say, two lines on the top of the sheet were written. And the rest of the sheet, and he used to write all on big sheets, you know. Big sheets, not little pens, but big pens. So mele, lashos and yocholok. So it's an Ian of Baltashkis. We have to preserve facti. I mean, they are very, very poor. Some mele, that's the reason as to why, especially in the days of Rashi, before the printing was invented. So Rashi, he said, Likfara Sanoye, nothing to that. Why? Because what would be the alternative? To say Kfara Sanoye, shame, shalayo, that would fill up space. So mele, that's why the Derech, whenever a name is mentioned in the Mishnah and the Gemara, and sometimes the Talmud might not know that Farasnoi is the name of an Ayor. So Rashi mentions it. Nothing, two dots, that's all. In other words, he could have, if Rashi had been as rich as the Rabbonim today, so then he could have said, the Farasnoi is a shame shall Ayor. But they are not as rich as the Rabbonim of today. I mean, in the Rabbonim of today are the poorest in all professions. But Rashi was even much poorer. So Mimele, Rashi, you always find, whenever there is a name in Mishneh, so Rashi doesn't say anything, because a name has no translation. That's why I'm explaining the traditional practice of the Melamdim of old, when they said, Divrei Dereit Ki Hel is gone. It's not that they are. They had contact with reality. When they said gone, it means it cannot be translated.
Rashi and Rav Hamabes, like the Farsi story, Rashi says,
Shemakim. Yeah, all right. One time he has to say. Man must listen, Leute, eine Kamme, wo ihr Bläser, oder Fschink am Lehrer. Die Tanje, Matzas, Kutsi, Muteres, wo dem Jezi, wie ihr Rivosi, die Pesach, Rebläser, Reise, ihr Lief, ich schenkt Kind, die Duke, in Mitzwes. Rebschim, gam, wir leh mehr, kol Matzi, kol Mitzwo, scher, sie, du, bo, Kusim, habe, mit, kol, sie, scher, sie, du, Kusim, habe, mit, dann, die, kol, jesa, mi, so. Na, rotsi, der Rasch. Matzas kusim uteres bi Pesach v'achile. Ulo yichashin on shem o echmitz. After all, he kusim. And he or in isi maisa hamucho. So, menele, maybe they put in chometz. Or he doesn't have to put in chometz. He let it stay idle. She or meal, so it becomes chometz. You're not chishish. Not only is it mutavachile kol Pesach, but he can be in kain, because I is matzeh, of b'yaref techlu matzehs, with that matzeh too. V'odom yitzir yechivosi li Pesach, mishim chives lailo rishay, shu chayev l'achir matzah mishtameres, kidichsi b'yaref techlu matzehs, v'afil yadinu bodo lo yichmitzu, lo nofid bo. So what's the chidesh? Because in order to be kind the mitzvah of Be'erev Techlu Matzos, it's not enough that we know it didn't ferment, it didn't become chametz. But it requires shimur. So nofig bo elim ki ovet lo shimur l'shem cheves matzos. As a matter of fact, there is a machlekes between the Prechodosh and the Bach as to whether shimur is ma'akev midarais or not midarais. From this Rashi, it's mucha b'feresh, that it's ma'akev midarais. In other words, sometimes it wasn't watched. So the matzeh, the time of the mixing, the time of the baking, could have become chametz. But It did not become chametz. How do we know? Well, there are certain simonim. There are certain simonim. In other words, if no lines that cross each other are formed on the dough, so it's a raya, it didn't become chametz. Because when the dough ferments, so you see many lines crossing each other. So we now, when we consider it retrospectively, we know it didn't become chametz. But at that moment, it could have become chametz. So that means it wasn't nishtame. Chametz it isn't. You can eat it all Pesach as long as you know that it didn't become chametz, because you don't have the simoni of Yechsif Ponov and Kane Chagovin, lines formed crossing each other on the surface of the dough, so you know it didn't become chametz. But, so you can eat it all Pesach, but Pesach night in the Kain Kazayis Matzah, you cannot, because it wasn't Nishtame. So it wasn't Nishtame. So Mimele, if it wasn't Nishtame, so it's much more from this Rashi that it's Midrash Me'akif, not only Midrash. Alright. V'afilu yod dinu bodleach mitzvah on the basis of the simoni that there is no kan chagovim, it's not yichsif ponov. So, lunofik bo, elim kin ovad lo shimu lishem chives matze. The dechsiv hu shmartem es hamatzeis. Hu shmart es hamatzeis. V'ikusim tkinen shetzricho lishtami al ishmo. So the question is, how can we be Eitzi Kazayis Matzeh with the matzeh that was mixed and baked by Kusim? The answer is, the Kusim, even though they're not mining Teresh Baal Peh, but certain things they accepted. Some Mele, the Ian of Shimo, they observe. Shetzrich Lishtama Lishmo Veislam Reblezer Eitzi. Rablezer, so Tanekame is matter at Beachile even the first night, because Kusim Pkinein and the Ovet Lishem Shimo. But Rablezer asks it the whole Pesach, because they are Chosh. Rablezer is Rab Beachile, Kol Yimis HaPesach, Te Chashdino Luhu Shemo Machmitz. Then Rab Shim Gamlila Yimeya, כל מצווה שהזיקו בקוסים הב מדלת יישא מישראל. ובהקל שוחתי מפורשים נחום דאוסר רב שמעון להוסיף את הנקמה אף מצווה שהיא מדברי ספרים ונקסו בבתירו אם הרזיקו בו סמכים עליי. In other words, even a mitzvah that is מדברי ספרים, it doesn't mean מדברי ספרים דרבנן. מדברי ספרים means something that is not spelled out in the Torah שבכתב. But it's the rice. And as a matter of fact, the Rambam Shite, the Rambam Kodes, all the mitzvahs that were deduced from the impression of Ben Divra Sefer. Chas v'sholem, it doesn't mean the Rabbanon. But it's also called Divra Sefer. I mean, it's not just the question of a name. No. In regard to certain yonim, so there's a difference between the rice. There are two derises, as the Rambam explains it in Tzivah Mitzvahs. Because there are the rices that are implicit in the Pshutish Omikro, and there are the rices that are not implicit in the Pshutish Omikro, but in the Drash, to the Midrash HaTzir Drash Ben. So of course, so both are equally true. I mean, come upon him at all. But the Rambam points out, and Tzivah Mitzvahs, the Gemara many times says, in Mikro it's in the Pshutish. So in other words, and that's the Pshat, in the so-called difficulty of an Ezra, you know. People say, an Ezra, one should not look in the Ezra. It's a lot of nonsense to say. One should not look into the Ezra. The Rambam praised the Ezra so much. It's unbelievable. The praises that the Rambam mentions about the Ezra and the Tesis, Rabbi Avraham Ibn Ezra, and the Ramban, he says, in Rabbi Avraham Ibn Ezra, Yilon Avon Misuteres, Avon Misuteres, is not always, is Masikani many times. So what is Masik? The Ravid is Masik against the Rambam. Sometimes he uses sharp expressions also. But the Raivet was, as my father said, I heard my father, the biggest chosid of the Rambam was the Raivet. No one was as much a chosid, an admirer of the Rambam as the Raivet. Imagine, in those days, and today, all right, today it's not so easy to go through the whole Rambam. See, it's not so easy. But in those days, before the printing was invented, so he had to go through Iksav Yad, and Midayik and every word. So you think if the Raivet didn't have a great admiration for the Rambam, he would have done that. He wouldn't have looked at it, you see. So Mele Rav Avraham Ben Ezra many times says things that are contrary to Chazal. And Samanifshach, if you don't understand the Rav Avraham Ben Ezra correctly, so you can have the same kashi against Rashi, how many times does Rashi say, Rabbi Zisenu Dorshu Mashe Dorshu, Avol Pshuti Shal Mikro Inikach. And the Rashbam, many times in Pshukim, he says, Lifu Pshuti Shal Mikro. It means, but it's contrary to Chazal. So what? They both are true. Elu ve'elu divalekim chayim. But the Rashbam wants to explain the Pshuti Shal Mikro. And Rashi also says, Rabbi Sinu Dorshu Mashe Dorshu, Avol Pshuti Shal Mikro. Einikach. And there's the Pshat in... There are a few difficult Ebenezer, it's all right. So there are a few difficult Rambams too. So I mean, there are a few. But Rube de Rube of the so-called difficult Ebenezer are not difficult at all. If you understand that the Ebenezer is trying to explain the Pshuti Shal Mikro, so it's the same thing as Rashi says. So there's the Rambam Shita, and the Rambam says that everything that is deduced from the Midrash HaTorah and Reshes Be'en, so is called the Vaseifim. It's not just a question of name, but there are two categories of the Raises. There is one category of the Raises that are implicit in the Pshuti Shal Mikro, and there is another category of the Raises that are not implicit in the Pshuti Shal Mikro, but implicit in the Drash. But it's Eilu Ve'ilu Divalekim Chayim. But there is an afkemine, let's say, in regard to Nishba Levatles HaMitzvah, so it's Yishvua Shov. So, yeah, so the Rambam said, if somebody takes Yishvua Elite, he Elite Nivele, so it's Yishvua Shov, it's not Chal. Suppose someone takes Yishvua Elite, Chotzi Kazayis Nivele, the Rambam says, the Yishvua is Chal, and it's not Yishvua Shov. But the Rambam Paskins like Rabbi Yochanan, that Chotzi Shir is also not Torah. So the Rambam says, because even though it's also not Torah, but it is deduced for the Midrash HaTorah and Reshes Be'en Kol Chelek. So Yamar Be'im Chotzi Shir. So Mele, the Halacha of Nishba Levatles HaMitzvah is Yishvua Shov applies only to those derises that are implicit in the Pshuti Shal Mikro. So, there are two categories of the raises. One category of the raises consists of mitzvahs and yisurim that are implicit in the Pshuti Shal Mikro. And that's why the Gemara always emphasizes a mikro yes in the Pshuti, because you have to know whether there's the Pshuti Shal Mikro or it's not the, it's mashmo yes a mikro, but not the Pshuti Shal Mikro. So that is not called the Vaseifim. Then there are other raises, just as important, but they are not implicit in the Pshuti Shal Mikro. So the Halacha of Nishba Levatles HaMitzvah Shvua Shov applies only. That's right, Shlishes Amiras. Even Gdushi Kesef, the Rambam calls the Vasev. So that's another category of the Raises. And that's called the Vasev. So one afkemine is between this category of the Raises. The other category of the Raises is in regard to Mishbal Vatel Samitzvah, Shvua Shov. Then there's not enough to me in regard to Mutef Shiyoshegigim Val Yom Yizidim. The Gemara in Beitze, in Shabbos, in Yume says that Hane Ad Nashe, the Achle Vishochse, the Shose Ad Chasheicho, Erev in Kippur. So we shouldn't make an issue over it. Because Mutef Shiyoshegigim Yizidim. In other words, women were accustomed not to be meisit mechila akedesh erev in kippur, to start the fast early, a certain interval, a number of minutes before shkia, and they eat mamish till shkia, so you shouldn't make an issue over it, because it's very likely, even if we make an issue, they will not stop, and then they'll be mezidin l'chol hapochas. So it's better not to make an issue, and so they'll be shady. So Rishonim say the Palito, the Malik Mishneh, that only applies to the chiyuv of being meisim mechil akedesh. But suppose you have a group of people who eat and keep her after shkia, so and they're shaking. So I wouldn't make an issue. Why? Because there is a possibility they won't listen anyway. We have to make an issue, and that's right. We have to make an issue. So. So what's the difference? So he says, because that's not mifurish. Mutav shi yishayim al mezidin applies either to the rabbonos. The Gemara in Beitze mentions it like a bishvusim of Shabbos. So in other words, if we see that certain people, they carry in a carmelis, so he shouldn't make an issue. If he's the type of a person, if you tell him he'll listen, fine. But if he's the type of a person who it's more likely that he'll do it anyway, and then it'll be amazing, so he shouldn't make an issue. But if he carries an issue, Sarabim, we have to make an issue, even for a remote possibility that he'll listen. Even if it seems korav levadai that he'll not listen, but if there is a possibility that he will listen, so then there is a mitzvah of tichocha. But even according to the Ramban, if somebody is over a mitzvah the Rabbanon, so we are mechuyev to be mechiyach in the rice. It's not that because even according to the Ramban, that is not lisos, so there is no lisos for every Rabbanon. But when somebody is over and the Rabbanon says ishem chayte. Mitaraisa, as the Gemara says, Nide, and the Ivomes, Koleiver al de Chachomim, Nikochosim, So that means if somebody is Eiver, be Mazi, and Dil Chachomim is a Roshi. So it doesn't mean, and at the Rabbono level is a Roshi. And the Raisa level is a Tzaddik. There's no such thing. If somebody sees the Chachomim have a keach to make the Rabbanons, so Mele, when he's either the Rabbanon, he acquires his Shemchete Midaraisa, his Mechuyev to do Tshuva Midaraisa, and another Jew is Mechuyev to be Mechiachim Midaraisa. It's awesome, the Rabbanon. Why do you have to resort to
Lissasa?
Implies two things. First of all, Lissasa implies that every hero by Bezna Godel is a Chafzer of Torah. Even if the Roye relates to the Rabbanon, let's see, Bezna Godel would make a Roye in regard to Mukze, which is the Rabbanon. So it has a Chalei Shem Roye in the Reis. And even the Ramban will be made. So the Ramban is Chilik on the Ramban. The Ramban says that if somebody is either at the Rabbanon, is either allowed the Reis of this also, the Ramban is Chilik. So he's only Chilik in regard to being either at the Rabbanon. He's not even the love the rice of this also. But the Ramban is made in regard to being chilek and the roi of Bezna Godel. Even if the roi of Bezna Godel relates to the Rabbanon, of course he's able to sauce. Of course he's able to sauce. He's not chayev chenek, because it has to be the dovor shenevili in the chorus, the chatos, and the comments of the Rambam, even if the roi is in the Rabbanon, but if there is enough kimine, in Dovosh is Dini Korosh, it goes to Chatos, so it's Chayiv Misa also. According to Ramban, it's not Chayiv Misa, but it's evil is also. So Mele, the Ramban is also made that every Rabbonon becomes a Chetz of Torah Midaraisa. Chetz of Torah Midaraisa. So, so the, when the Rambam says the Nadar Aloche, so Shem say the Balita Magnishne that Mutif Shem Alimizidim applies either to the Rabbon Mamesh like Shvus in the Shabbos, or even made the Raise like Misif Mechil Akedesh. So Me'erev Aderev B'tishol Achedesh Me'erev Aderev Tzibur Shabbatchem. So the Gemara learns out from that that is a chiyuv to mesim mechil akedesh, but it's not implicit in the pshutish of mikro. It's also the raise, but it is that kind of the raise that is called the vesefrim because it's not implicit in the pshutish of mikro. So this is what Rashi says. Uvahakel shochtim miforesh dos rabshino risita at mekame af mitzvah shim in the vesefrim. He doesn't mean the vesefrim like Chaneke. It means anything that is not kosher b'teiro. Ve'ino k'suva b'teiro. Im erziku bo'i samchino. So the Gemara is the kasha. Manu masnis. Lo itame kam lo rabbeinu lo efshin gam liyo. Itame las kusum keres. Ve'odom yeitzi b'idei chivosi b'pesach. Rabbe Lazarei said, "V'shim kim v'dukim mitzves." V'shim gamlil ina komis sherzik v'kus mam dag v'yisem yisrael mam. Itame kam v'yafu shosh toras nam. So the Tanakame says that anything that is cause of batoro, so mimele, so kusim amidagdik, so mimele, so the question is, so shosh toras also, it should be kosher, and not only 1/8 kusim, even 2/8, because they are not choshed. So that's the raya. For Rashi, because Rashi emphasized kusi posel v'chshid ha'idi sheker. But the question is, the reasons why it kusi is posel because I'm horrid, so why does he mention the sheker? The Rai is that the psum in the rabbonon of Amoretz is also based upon the chshoshe of choshed l'shaker. Because the Gemara is, the korntan ekame, he should be kosher. But Amoretz, the answer is, the psu of Amoretz is also based upon the element of chshat, of choshev. So yitan kama afil shosh toras namen, even 2 eidim kusim, sa'asan. Yir ablezer, afil getishan amere, vi rafshim gamliel, so then it depends, akon rafshim gamliel, it depends, war huzuku, to be makpi or not, so it depends, yide arzik, afil shosh toras namen, yide lo yarzik, afil getishan amere, vichy teim rafshim gamliel, because that's the mitzvahs that the kusim were makpit and getting noshim and the hilchas shtores of getishon shvahodim, but the hilchas shtores of tamatone, shtamachire, shtamavoye, shtavush, and they're not makpit. That's the mitzvahs to retain the rabshim gamliel. With the arzik go, the arzik go. Yochem ayir yechad afil tchein ame alom omer rablozer. לא יחשר בו, אלא מה אומר רבי אלעזר, לא יחשר בו, אלא איך את כוסי בבת. אז אני אומר, זה לא יום רבי אלעזר, זה תן. ודאי יש דה קשי, אף על גתי שונה מלאי, בקוס, הכל מתרבלת, זה היה חושב, זה היה חושב, אני אבטים. So why is one kusi so it's all right? לא יום רבי אלעזר, when the חושב ישראל יפסוף, deal of the kusi chodar avel machtim le mikamei. In other words, because there is itakone by getishon bashtar shicho eino eidu chesma ze bifnei ze vu mom ale baal kulchem chsumu u baal kopit. And then if it will be muter for 2 eidim to sign, not in the presence of the 3rd 8, so the moment 2 eidim will sign it, the baal will pick up the get and he'll divorce his wife. And since he instructed the 3 eidim kulchem chsumu, so mele the get is no get until all the 3 are signed. So she'll be in a shishish. So mele the chachom misakein that it's osir for eidi aget or eidi shtashichu to sign elozev ifneze deal av dikusi chovarave. So that means if 2 eidim are signed and a get, one is obviously a kusi, and the other one is Yisrael Gomor, Yisrael Kosher. So how is it that he signed it in the presence of the Kusi, and he knew that the Kusi would be the co-signer? The answer is, he made sure that that Kusi is an exceptional Kusi. He's a Kusi Chover. So there's no chash. Do you have the Kusi Chover? I will make him a kamei. Yoche afu lishol shlaros name. El amrino raf kashabit man the kosher nei. Hoche name raf kashabit man the kosher nei. Om raf pope ze isi meres ide aget in chismin ze bel ze. My time om raf ashe gzeire mishim kuch. Now, let's see the whole Rashi. אפילו שור שטורס נעמד לא יחשידי. אידה ארץ אם יוחז גיטים שטורס, לאז הוא הוא בגיטים שחור ולאז הוא בשור שטורס. יוחם היה אלה אנשים בגיטון אחת כוסי, גיטון למעס לפנית כוסי, אחת כוסי אחת ישראל ולמחשה, אבל תבעה היו כוסים לא יחשיר הרבה בגדי, שלא יום קרב לאז אדם יחשידי. וגיט, מה הייתה אם יוחשה את כוסי, חוסן ישראל השני יפסה יפתח אז כוסי. Die lavde kusje gaat er aan de macht om een kamee. Die lavde kusje gaat er aan de hij is gewoon macht om een kusje in kamee. Je hoort een schorstor is namelijk, als een schorstor is het niet zo. En al koog, het hij met mij laat de schorstor hebben gezegd, al die adzame zo, dan moet een hij is gewoon rafke, schorstor ik hem aan de kusje me nee. He was older, so that's why he let the kusje sign it. Ich rohe seid in Israel, sehr chosen Israel, es gehen in Menno. Wie akide, הקוסי שחותם ישראל זה תחילו ישבו שייכתם בלשטר ימי אחד מישראל הסכירים לפי חוכו שם לתחת את השטר ואמר ובו ואיכתם החופס הקוסי למה לא איננו הוכנענו בגדי שעוד דו יסוד שפסיבלתי בני מרב חשובק זו יסימר אז מסטיס נמחשו מכת ופוסט בשור שטורס השמי לדאגת רחיס מה זה בני זה היל קרקור ישראל זה רואה שהקוסי חיס למה לא והוא חוסם למטו וירב די חובר ולאחסם מקמאי אבל הייתי שור שטורס חייס מזה שלו מזה וכחיק למייך אז ישראל זה חוסם ראש מתחת את השטר וישבק חפקה למען די קושי ויודע שיחתם הוא עסקוס למה למנו מה הייתה אם הוא אומר רבון שלו יחתם זה שלו מזה כזיר משום כולכם ניתן מפירתם לכמם אומר לעשור כולכם כיסו גטל אשתי יחד כיסו לכל מחייס מין ולאה וחס מקויה ופוסל לקפיד את הלי לשאב יגיטה אלא באוכל, לפי חוכתי כנף להיכן לומר כולכם שיהיו כל הידים נקבוצים בשעסך סימון גופה, אומר רב לזה לא יכשירו בלידה נקפוס בלדה מייקו משמעון תיונה כל גשר יש לו את קורסי פוסו So what's the chiesh? Im mas nisna va min afil tzol name Vahay gittan echad nishin gishtores afil echad name lehi Komash nara The only, by getisho shravodim, only if one aid is a kusim Not if both aid in a kusim Because if both in a kusim, then we have no echochet That both are chaver Utreloi, vorotone maise viviyo lifnei Rabbi Gamliel לכבר סנוי גט אישו ואירידו פליקוסים להיכשיר אומר רבי תונה אידי בטרובו אמר לילום טרי נת אידי אידי ורמלו בתחמלי על ישחיק וגם לי על מיפלט פוליק וחסור המאחסרה חסור המאחסרה so חסור המאחסרה ואורכתם so then the question is so why is there a difference So Rav Gamliel holds like Rav Shimon Gamliel, like Rav Shimon Gamliel, that the important thing is Arzik, and the Arzik behove, not Arzik behove. But in regard to the Mishneh, the Tanekame, we couldn't say it because Monefshach, if Arzik behove, Arzik behove, why Dafke one, so two also. But Rav Gamliel says Enoch Haname. Two also, and it's Arzik Behor, and Loi Arzik Behor, and he agrees with Rav Shimon Gamliel. Loi Lom Trey, Rav Gamliel Mifl Poli, Chasur Amech Svah Abitone, Rav Gamliel Mach Shem Bishnai, Mais Nam Shevil, Rav Gamliel Kal Snoye, Getisho, Voi Aveide Eden Kusim Vihich Shem. Tione kol geshul kusi posel va lo kom a khut mi noshi ala min afu trek shel mi ged ve yoton khad va shmo khumre di shor shtores de khad nam posel mo kom a shmo rov va ma le yom trei kusi ma ve da ubit amlia va da amlia mi fle polik vi amret mai seliste khashur na khsare I don't want to go over the tasteless and then more because it's like but I would like to give a shiur Sunday, but Sunday I would like to start.